great game today. I thought offensively they did a great job staying on the field and sustaining drives. On the opposite side of that, we didn't and we weren't able to maintain drives. And but at the same time, they did a great job today, and obviously we walked out of here with a big win.
The
one ball just sailed on me. I think I had a little bit of pressure up the middle, and I was trying to finish through, and I wasn't able to do that. And the second one, we got the coverage that we wanted, and obviously it just I tried to throw a little bit higher, and we didn't connect on that one.
What's the difference between this game and Pittsburgh?
Well, I think we didn't turn the ball over in Pittsburgh. We were able to sustain drives, and I think collectively, obviously, we played better against Pittsburgh than we did this week. But again, Carolina did a great job, and you know you can't take anything away from them and what they were able to do offensively and also defensively against us.
How do you approach this week? What are your thoughts going into this coming week with Josh being here?
You know, it's the same as always. I've got to get prepared, and whatever coach decides, I'll be ready to go. I've got to be accountable, and we'll just see what happens. We'll see what decisions are made. Again, with just like the last 3 weeks, you know, I never know what's going on until, you know, I'm being told by coach, and I'm sure very similar to what it's been the last few weeks. We'll see.
Is that hard to prepare not knowing?
No, it's not hard to prepare not knowing. I mean, you go about your business, you get the reps that you get, and you go out there and get ready to play.
You guys had a lot of drives started, but not as many sustained time of possession, big time in Carolina's favor. Is it tough to establish a rapport as an offense when you're not getting as many sustained drives there?
Well, that's a great point. You know, we've got to do a better job of trying to sustain drives, convert on third downs, you know, keep our defense off the field, and do the things that you need to do. And also, more importantly, we just have to score points. You know, when we get opportunities and when we move the ball, we've got to try to put more points on the board, and we weren't able to do that today.
Yeah, how do you handle a locker room situation like this right now? Situations before in the cities, every team has high expectations for the playoff, really, what they're dealing with right now.
Well, as bad as it is, you know, I think that this team has great leadership on it. We've got a lot of veteran guys that know how to work, know how to turn this thing around. And as disappointed as we all are about being 1-4 right now, you know, there's a lot of football left to be played. And we say that, we've said that. And but at the same time, there really is. There's 11 football games left, and we can't throw in the towel. And I know that the guys in that locker room won't throw in the towel. We just have to start to find some momentum, some camaraderie, come together and win a game and hopefully build off of that and get on a roll here.
Matt, the two plays inside the five right before the halftime, what are you seeing there for second and third down?
Do you want to remind me
what was the pass for over the back in the middle to Jennings for no yards? Another one was Rudolph just out of bounds.
Well, we had a man-to-man coverage on that one. I was trying to give Rudolph an opportunity to go up and make a more or less a jump ball. And then the one to Jennings, I don't recall it at this point.
Matt, you've been through tough losses before, but Leslie pointed out a lot of young guys in this locker room haven't. How do you keep this from spiraling?
You know, I think the focus has to be on what can we do as individuals to improve. You know, you always have to start with yourself. I start with myself, and then hopefully the rest of these guys do. Because, you know, we can point fingers and we can say it's this, that, or the other, but it always starts with the individual. And then from there, we've got to come together and collectively figure out what we need to do better, both offensively, defensively, special teams, whatever the case might be. We've got to do that and make a concerted effort to do it. And also it starts with the leadership of helping those young guys along.
Do you think you'll be the starter anymore?
You know what? I don't know. You know, I hope I am. You know, I think that this team, you know, is going to turn this thing around, and I would love to be the starter and compete and do all the things that I'm going to do. But at the same time, the coach makes the decision. So we'll see.
Awesome. That's good.